Welcome to Belfast City Vineyard, where we are pursuing formation in the presence of Jesus, community gathered around him, and the impact he empowers us to bring in our families, city, and the world. The following message was given at one of our Sunday services. For more information, visit our website at belfastcityvineyard.com.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. I hope that you had a safe and happy Christmas and New Year, and I hope and pray that you are rested, encouraged, and looking forward to all that Jesus has for us in 2021. I think all of us were pretty excited to usher 2020 out and 2021 in, given the wild year that it's been. 2020 has almost felt like a lost year, a year in the wilderness, hasn't it? And today I want to help us welcome in the new year, and I want to talk a little bit about all of that as we look ahead. But how can we honestly talk about the year ahead when we don't even know what the next day ahead has in store for us, never mind the next year, when the only things that we can be confident in are the deep love of Jesus and that we have no idea what awaits us in the year ahead? 2020 sure had some surprises, and 2021, no doubt, will be the same. Well, to make a start at that and to help us, I want to share a few things that I've been reflecting on. They're not 10 steps to a better you or razor sharp predictions on the five specific things that will happen to you or BCV in 2021, but there are a few things I think the Holy Spirit is highlighting, and they will help guide our path as we continue our dependence upon Jesus and our dedication to formation, community, and impact in his name and in the places that he has placed us. And just a moment ago, I mentioned that 2020 felt like a wilderness year, almost like an exile, where everything changed, everything was limited and very strange, and still is. So many things didn't happen and couldn't happen. And we've had to surrender so much, including our control of outcomes. And as we look to 2021, I feel that God is speaking to us about how we come up out of this wilderness, which will require courage and clarity and resilience and discernment. To help us think about that, I want to look at the theme of wilderness in the scriptures. The two most visible pictures of that in the Bible are the children of Israel wandering in the desert after leaving slavery in Egypt. You find that in the Old Testament of the Bible. And then Jesus' own 40 days in the wilderness, which you find in the New Testament part of the Bible. They're, of course, linked together. Jesus' 40 days in the desert mirrors Israel's 40 years in the desert. And where Israel failed in the wilderness, Jesus most certainly did not fail in the wilderness. So to start us off, I want to look at a few things that we see in the wilderness in the scriptures. And the first one I want to begin with is preparation. Preparation. In the scriptures, the wilderness is a place of testing, but not in the sense of pass fail, but more along the lines of preparation. God brings Israel out of slavery into the wilderness to prepare them to occupy the land that he will give them. And we see this in Exodus chapter 15. There the Lord issued a ruling and instruction for them and put them to the test. He said, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. And then in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, we read that Jesus was led by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So just after his own baptism, he's led by the Holy Spirit to be tested and tempted by the enemy, to be prepared for his public ministry. With both Israel and with Jesus, there's this before and then after, a sense of we went into the wilderness one way and we emerged from it a different way, having been tested, having been prepared for what is coming next. And I think for us, as we wonder what 2020 and 2021 have all have been about, I think preparation is a really important framework to consider. What if this difficult season that we're not quite out of yet, what if this difficult season wasn't just something to get through and endure and then go back to normal? What if there was preparation for the next stage of our journey with God? What if there was testing for a purpose? The next thing we see in the wilderness is provision. Provision. The children of Israel, God provided bread called manna and quail for meat and even water for them in the wilderness. And we see again in Exodus chapter 16, the Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God." The Lord provided for them in the wilderness. Jesus had the provision of the Word of God. He had the filling of the Spirit. And then we even see that angels attended to him. Once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, he was in the wilderness 40 days being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals and angels attended him. Where have you seen the provision of God in your wilderness time? And as we prepare in some way, shape, or form to move out of the wilderness in 2021, we need to take with us the assurance that no matter what we face, the Lord provides. There is always enough in Jesus for what we need and what we face. Some of us have been provided for materially and financially in this season. Others of us have been provided for physically. The Lord has kept you safe and secure and has brought you through illness. Still others of us have had spiritual provision. We've been sustained by the presence of God in ways we can't explain but are incredibly real and potent. There is provision for us. And if we think back to that Exodus passage, the Lord says you will be filled with bread. It's not just a little bit to stave off some hunger pangs. He promises that they will be filled. And I feel like that's what God is like. He doesn't just offer provision, he fills us. And some of us listening to this right now, if we're honest, don't feel filled. And we're looking back at 2020 and we're looking out towards 2021 here, and we really feel lack in some key areas. And I've been praying about that for me, and I've been praying about that for you. And the sense that I have is we have been under pressure, but many of us haven't actually listed what we need, like really specifically before the Lord, and have prayed through that faithfully. We've just been praying generally or in some state of hope. But I believe the Lord in 2021 is inviting you and inviting me to get specific and to lay out our list and our needs before Him as almost like a rhythm of discipleship where we pray through our list and we present our list of needs to Him faithfully. And this is something actually that's held us back in the past spiritually. We've had these vague hopes and dreams and longings, but we never specifically named what we need. And I believe the Lord Jesus wants to show you His provision in every area, spiritually first, and then in every area of your life. So will you make a list? Will you commit to praying through that list? And will you track His provision for you in every area in 2021. I believe He wants to show you some things and teach you some things in that space. Well, the next thing we see in the wilderness is that God Himself is in the wilderness. God's in the wilderness. Exodus 16:10 says that while Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked towards the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. As they're in the wilderness, they're looking forward at Aaron, Moses' brother, one of their leaders, and they hear something and they do an about face and they realize as they look out further, deeper into the wilderness, the presence of God is there. They again met with the presence of God at Mount Sinai. The people of God meet with their God in a powerful way in the wilderness. He's waiting for them there. Many of you have found God in the wilderness of 2020. You've discovered He was waiting for you there. Some of you for the first time, some of you for the first time in a long time. And many have grown really close to Him in the wilderness. And whatever 2020 has been about, whatever we felt like during it, we were not abandoned. Whenever God calls His people into the wilderness, it's to receive more of Him, not less. There's testing. There's often struggle and battle, but there's also his sustaining presence. Let's keep going with that in 2021. Well, there's also clarity in the wilderness. There's also clarity in the wilderness. Who am I? What am I for? What is my mission? What is my purpose? The children of Israel went into the wilderness as slaves and came out of it prepared to occupy and rule a land of their own. They went into the wilderness not quite sure of who this God is and how to approach him, and they came out having met with him, having been tested by him. They even failed in some of those tests and had to regroup. They came out having been given a whole system of right worship and experience of his presence for them. Parts of the books of Exodus and the whole of the book of Leviticus are the clear ways God gave them that they should live so that God would dwell with them and occupy their home with them. And they leave the wilderness clear on their mission to occupy the land that God had promised to give them. Joshua chapter 1 says this: after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the River Jordan into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. He goes on in verses 10 to 11, where Joshua acts on this and he orders the officers of the people, go through the camp, tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. In the wilderness, they found out that they were the people of God. They found out how to appropriately live before him and to worship him. And they found out that they had a mission to go into and occupy the land that the Lord was giving them. And they found out in this passage in Joshua that the time is now. Jesus went into the wilderness, sure of who he was and in the power of the Spirit. And he emerges from the wilderness testing time, clear on time. Again, Jesus emerges from the testing of the enemy, and it's now is the time for him to begin his preaching and his public ministry. And his clear mission of announcing God's present and coming kingdom explodes right away. That's the very thing he does next. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. He emerges from the wilderness, clear on timing, and it sets in motion his journey to the cross, death, and resurrection. I'm going to say a bit more on clarity in just a moment. I want to shift gears and talk a bit about what can we expect as we come out of the wilderness. What can we expect as we come out of the wilderness? So a few things that I think we need to be ready for in 2021 as we leave where we have been for a while. The biggest thing that I hear about 2021 is this desire to, you know, we can go back to normal. We're going to get a vaccine, they're going to be rolled out, and eventually, soon enough, we're going to go back to normal. The vaccines will help us get back to doing the things we were doing and love to do. Like maybe 2020 was just this weird bad dream, and we'll wake up in a few months here and we'll pick up where we left off. Now, I believe we are going to come up out of this wilderness that we've been in. And certainly, I'm praying for that and praying for businesses and livelihoods and our education system and the mental health of our church and everyone on this island and beyond. And just I'm praying for so many of those things and other things that have been disrupted and broken. I'm praying for restoration in those areas. And of course, we will do again many of the good things that we loved doing and that we really miss doing. But what if we aren't going back to normal? What if it isn't just to go back to where we were, wherever we left off, and pick up there? What if there is actually more? And what if in 2021 we're to take all that we have been given, all that we've been exposed to, all that we've been tested with in the wilderness, and move forward in the power of Jesus? So what are some things that we can expect in 2021? Well, I think one thing we can expect is we aren't going back to normal. We aren't going back to normal. In both of our examples, the children of Israel and with Jesus, neither of them went back to normal or what it was like before. They emerged into something new. And I think we will too. But we need to know that the temptation will be to romanticize what we had and let that hold us back. We may become in bondage to going back to normal. See, in the middle of the wilderness time, Israel succumbed to fear and frustration, and they rebelled. And we see this in Numbers chapter 11, verses 4 to 6. It says, "The rabble with them began to crave other food, and again the Israelites started wailing and said, 'If we only had meat to eat, we remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost, also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. But now we have lost our appetite. We will never see anything but this manna.'" They convinced themselves that they wanted to go back to normal. They wanted to go back to where they left off and how it was. And instead of remembering clearly the slavery and the oppression and the darkness and death of Egypt, they whitewash all of that. And what they remember is food. They remember garlic. And they just romanticize it. And let's go back to where we were. But God had better things for them. He wanted them to emerge into a land of their own, a land flowing with milk and honey. Jesus enters the wilderness, a carpenter's son, having had no public ministry up to this point. And he emerges from the wilderness, preaching and proclaiming the kingdom of God to anyone who would listen. He doesn't go back to normal. And what if we're not going back to normal? What if we take what has happened to us and we move forward in faith? Now, I'm not saying that everything we had before COVID was bad and we reject it all and you'll never go out to a coffee shop again or something like that. What I am saying is, especially in our lives with Jesus, let's not go back. Let's take what he's done in us, what he's made clear to us, what he's given us and shown us. Let's take those things forward into the new things he has for us. Many of you now have practices and habits that keep you close to him. Many of you now have life with Jesus at the center of your household in a way that you didn't before. Many of you have overcome things. Many of you have overcome real fear barriers. Many of you have real clarity now on your life and mission and what's important to God and what's important to you. And much more than that. And you have these things because you've been in the wilderness and because you've had to. It's been part of preparation. Let's take that forward courageously. I am praying that for you. Well, I said I would talk about clarity again, and here it is. We talked about it earlier. For all of us, the pandemic has been the biggest event in our lives in the sense that it has caused the most global disruption at the same time. And I've been praying that this wilderness time provokes clarity for all of us. I know it has already. Who we are, what we're for, what our purpose is, and a renewed determination to move towards it in the power of Jesus. Again, clarity on what's important to Jesus and clarity on what's important to us and our role within his kingdom. Equally, we've also seen some things that looked important to us in February of 2020 that we've come to realize no longer are. We know some things now that we never ever want to do again. These gifts of clarity are huge, huge gifts to us as we follow Jesus. And I am praying for ever increasing clarity for you in 2021. Another thing that I think that we will see in 2021 is urgency. Urgency. Just like when Israel and Jesus emerged from the wilderness and immediately began their mission, I think the same thing will be true of us. We will take the clarity and focus, the not going back to normal stuff, and we won't be putting them off for a rainy day anymore. We won't be holding back. Now is the time, will be spoken out over and over again over us, over our families, over our church. So much has been made clear, and again, we've been reminded that our priorities are formation, community, and impact in Jesus' name in the places that he's placed us. And our mission is again clear, to help rebuild the world in Jesus' name and invite every man, woman, and child into relationship with Him. It's never been more important. We are the people of God called to rebuild. And now is the time. So I'm praying for urgency on top of clarity for you. And what if now is the time for the thing that you know Jesus is and has been speaking to you about? Another thing I think we'll discover in 2021 is pace. Pace. I see a reformation around pace happening in 2021. And just because we have a mission and we have clarity and we believe that it's urgent doesn't mean we live at a pace that destroys us. 2020 has shown many of us some things about pace that we need to keep in place. Just because we move at a healthy pace for the long haul doesn't mean we're not on mission. You don't get extra points for killing yourself and burning yourself out. God delayed the children of Israel many times and slowed it all down and took a slower pace. Jesus, if you trace his life and ministry through the Gospels on the road to the cross, slowed things down often. He slowed down to be with the Father. He slowed down to be with his closest friends and made sure that they were actually with him on this journey. He slowed down to notice specific people who needed him. He often did the worst possible thing strategically to accomplish his mission, but the best thing in the case of the kingdom of God. He wasn't afraid of having the right pace. And I'm praying for an end to crazy burnout pace for us and an embrace of an urgent but long-haul grace-covered pace for you and all you do in 2021. I think there's also an empowering moment, an empowering time for us. Israel goes into the wilderness, and how they go in is God does stuff for them. They don't do anything. They just kind of walk into the wilderness and follow the presence of God into the wilderness. And at the Red Sea, Moses even tells them, "Be still, and the Lord will fight for you." So God's going to do things. You just kind of walk into it. But by the time they emerge from the wilderness, God's certainly still with them. He's certainly still fighting for them, but he involves them into the process. They actually do things. They actually fight, and they even do strange things like march around the walls of Jericho. They have the Lord's presence, but also his empowerment to do things with him. Jesus goes into the wilderness alone. No followers, no ministry. And he comes out empowered and gathering disciples and followers and inviting anyone and everyone to come into his family. And then he shows them how to do the works he did. Jesus' friends and followers were empowered to do the works of the kingdom and the practices of the kingdom. And what if that is still true? And what if that is increasing as we emerge from this lockdown? What if we're entering a season of empowering for the friends and followers of Jesus, where we partner with Jesus to see his kingdom come? And what if the hand of the Lord is upon you to lead people, to introduce people to Jesus? What if his hand is upon you in areas of healing and ministry? What if his hand is upon you to stand up for the poor and the broken and for justice? What if his hand is upon you to build and rebuild, to disciple and train, and to be part of all that God is doing in these new days? And what if in the midst of a world that is just trying to get back to where we were, what if we as the Church of Jesus are ready to step out in his empowering presence and invest our lives all over again in our life with him and the places where he's calling us to? And what if as we did that and move towards the future, move towards a new normal, what if we expected his miracles? I'm praying that for you in 2021. Well, the last thing I think we need to see and we should expect is a need to return to the wilderness. I'm struck by how many times after his own testing and time in the wilderness, Jesus returned and retreated to the wilderness. Luke chapter 5, verse 16 tells us Jesus often withdrew to lonely places or wilderness places and prayed. He went back to the wilderness. over and over again. That was like a regular pattern for him. He went to pray and to be alone with the Father. He went to reflect. He went to hear from his Father and have communion with him. And that wasn't just a luxury for him. It was a necessity for him. He had that pattern. And I see for us a rhythm of returning to the wilderness for silence, solitude, reflection, wisdom, clarity, strength, and communion and consecration. And I just want to ask, do we have those rhythms in our lives already? Rhythms that keep us, habits, practice that keep us anchored in Jesus' presence, space, time, silence, solitude, for little bits of a time and even longer bits of a time, where we return to the wilderness to gather our strength, to meet with Jesus, and then go forward again into our lives and mission that He has called us to. I'm praying that for you in 2021. Well, I want to end by asking, how do you want to leave the wilderness? How do you want to leave the wilderness? I think we need to be ready for anything as we prepare to move forward in 2021. I believe 2021 is a really important year for us as a church. And I just want to say to you, throughout this time, throughout 2020, you have done really well. So let's keep going. But what do you need in place now? What do you need in place now to sustain your assignment, to sustain your mission and your faithfulness to Jesus and His people? When this all first started, early in 2020, we said, don't waste the lockdown. Well, today, I'm saying to you, don't waste the wilderness. Don't waste the wilderness. And as we look forward to 2021, will you receive all that you've gained from being in the wilderness? And let's be ready to come up out of it in 2021 in the power of the Spirit, ready for anything and anywhere that Jesus leads us to. As I was doing this talk, I just had a sense that I just needed to pray for some of you. So I just want to move into a little bit of time of ministry. But I want to talk to some of you who are, you're sitting here saying, you've somehow made it to the end of this talk, and you're saying, look, Andy, that's fine, but here's how I really feel. I feel chewed up and spit out and on the edge of survival after 2020. And I just got taken out and blown apart. It was all I could do to survive. I feel like I missed all that was available in the wilderness. Like, what do I do? Well, I would say to you a couple of things. I would say, and I believe that the hand of the Lord is on this, that you've received more than you think you have. You've received more than you think you have. And we are leaving the wilderness, but we haven't quite left yet. And there's still time. There's still time to receive all that Jesus has for you. And would you let this talk maybe reframe what has happened to you and your perspective on the wilderness? And would you let it propel you into habits and practice? Would you let it help you gather your strength and bring focus and awareness to you in a new way? That Jesus is with you, that He has things for you, and that you will not be left behind. Would you consider again, what do I need to put in place now? The habits and practices that keep me in Jesus' presence. And I would just say to you, there's still time. Gather your strength. You will not be left behind. Others of you have really raged against this wilderness time, and you've tried to refuse to go. And we all had to go because there were lockdowns and laws and all this stuff, and there was just no escaping it. But you kind of went, walking backwards and gritting your teeth, and you just were raging against it. Well, I believe that this morning in 2021 is actually about you, again, having a bit of a reframe and saying, do you know what? I'm going to surrender to this. I didn't understand maybe what Jesus had for me in the wilderness. And I am deciding now to go into the wilderness willingly because He is leading me there. I'm going to accept the treasures in the darkness. I'm going to accept the gifts of the wilderness. And I would just say to us, Jesus had to go. So that probably means we do too. There are some things we can only learn and receive from Jesus when we go with Him into the wilderness. So in a moment, I'm going to pray for you. I felt God highlight to me our kind of 25 to 40 age group. And I just felt like God saying, before you know it, you are going to be the primary leaders of our church and the church. And it's for you, this season, this wilderness time and stretching out into 2021 is a consecration time, a preparation time, and an empowering time where you are to give yourselves to the Lord in purity and consecration to prepare for the leadership tasks, the weight and burden of leadership that the Lord has for many of you. Just before the children of Israel were to go into the promised land, God said this to Joshua, and then Joshua tells them, Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. I just feel that really strongly for all of us, but in particular, if you are in your 20s, the kind of your 20s to your 40s, before you know it, you will be carrying real privileges of leadership. And it's about consecration and holiness and purity and developing a disciple's rhythm with Jesus that will keep you close to Him, faithful to Him, and powerful and potent in the arenas of leadership and leading whole communities into the goodness of Jesus. Well, I want to pray for us and then offer us a benediction. There's prayer ministry going to be available. You can sign up for that on our website, but I just want to pray for all of us as a whole. Lord Jesus, I thank you for delivering us safely into 2021. And we pray for this year ahead. Will we take everything that you've shown us and taught us and imparted to us, and would we move forward boldly, wisely, and with discernment into your power and presence as we seek to be part of what you're doing in the world around us? Would you show us where we are the rebuilders, and would you show us how to work and build with effectiveness in your kingdom? Lord, I pray for those who right now feel like they just got taken out and they missed what you had in the wilderness. Would you give them a reformation right now? Would you strengthen them and empower them? Would you bring them focus in a new way? And would you assure them that they haven't been left behind? Would you gather up anyone who feels lost and afraid? And would you propel them into your good future? I also pray for those of us that we did this through gritted teeth. We were raging in the wilderness and we just pushed against it at every turn. I just pray you would help us, Holy Spirit. Would our hearts melt? Would we surrender as we reflect on you going into the wilderness? And would we humbly just surrender all over again and say, we're going to go, Lord Jesus, because you are leading there? And would we not miss all of the treasures that you have in the dark places for us? Lord, I pray for our whole church, but specifically our 25 to 40s. I pray for mantles of leadership on them to lead churches and plant churches and to begin ministries and to lead people. I pray that many church leaders will be shaped and formed in this time. And would you visit us with your presence and really press into us about the absolute essentialness of worship and purity before you? I just pray that this 2021 would be a formation time for young leaders in our community who are going to be leading for the next decades after some of us are long gone. We pray that you would sustain us and give us clarity. We worship and praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to give us a blessing and a benediction for the new year. Join with me. Maybe put your hand on your heart. Maybe even stand to receive this. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to this message. For all the latest information about what's happening in the life of our church, or if you have any questions or comments, head over to BelfastCityVineyard.com.